You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to the Mindy Molina Show. I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor representative, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. This is a live show, and I'll be here to take your calls at 772-221-1100 with any of your financial concerns. Again, that's 772-221-1100. Hello, friends. This is Mindy Molina, and you're listening to the Mindy Molina Show on WCNO 89.9 FM. And I have my colleague with me on the show today here in the studio, Tony Lombardo. And he is a specialist on long-term care. Actually wrote a book about it, and we're going to talk about the book. You are going to get a free book today, and we're going to offer that up to you. But the book is called What's the Plan If You Get Sick? And the topic of our show. So, Tony, welcome.
Hello. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on with us today.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah. We're gonna dive in. So I want to share a story about what we call in the industry long-term care, and I think is becoming a common verbiage. But basically it means if something happens to you, who's going to take care of you? And, you know, how is your spouse or your children going to be impacted? Mm-hmm. And how are we going to juggle this? And if there's no plan at all, then it can create chaos really quickly. But having a plan and then never needing it is the best case scenario, I think.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know. And the thing about it is we're not talking about, oh, becoming disabled and then living this long drawn out life, which does happen. But the majority, the reason that they say 2 out of 3 people, which is a really high statistic. So there's 3 people in this room right now, with our producer, Tony and I, and that means that 2 of us are going to end up in this position. Well, how is that possible? It's because the we're talking about the last couple years of your life, usually 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. People need some form of long-term care as they fade away to be with the Lord. So this time period, the problem with it, it seems like, oh, it's short, 2.5 years. Well, nobody wants to be in a nursing home for 2.5 years. We don't want to be in there for 2 months. But
right. It's
so costly. And this also includes not being in a nursing home, but needing care at your home. Mm-hmm. And for that period of time, it can be really costly. So for the person that becomes sick, it's like, great, they need the care. But what ends up happening, even a lot of spouses are the ones who carry the burden as they move forward with their life. So the fact that you didn't plan, it's like, yeah, why do I care? I'm going to be dying anyways. Well, your family is the ones that are impacted and that have to carry the burden of your lack of planning. Mm-hmm. And that's so we want to remind you of that today and kind of talk on this topic a little bit, because sometimes we're just very naive about it. We have car insurance, right? Why? Because we drive our cars every day and I think they force us to also, but we're responsible in that area. We have homeowners insurance. We're responsible in that area. We have life insurance. Long-term care insurance sometimes gets overlooked. It's really difficult to get approved for.
Mm-hmm.
It can be hard pricing, getting companies. There's a big shift in the industry, right? But
sure.
The insurance is not necessarily what we're talking about. There's a lot of different ways to plan. And Tony's going to dive into that today in regards to his book, too. But again, Mindy Molina Show, WCNO. This is a live show. You're welcome to call in if you have a story of how this has impacted you or to encourage other people to take action, because at the end of the day, it's about getting a plan in place. And that just so happens to be one of the elements of what we do. This is what we do. We help people with the planning. Not, yes, we can provide you insurance and maybe that's the solution, but it's only one of the solutions. Okay. We have a lot of different ways that we can help you plan for if you ever get sick or your spouse gets sick. So Tony, tell us about this book.
Well, the book you covered it as far as putting a plan in place if you get sick. You know, it talks about the financial burden, but it also talks about, you know, what is the plan? Are you going to move closer to your children? Are your children going to move closer to you? It's really about, like you said, putting a plan in place and having the peace of mind that you have this just in case something happens, because it will be a burden at some point on someone, whether it's your children or your spouse, right?
Yes.
So the book also talks about the cost, you know, the increasing cost here in South Florida, and also, more importantly, alternative ways to pay for it, right? Because we're, you know, the traditional way is kind of old. And, you know, if you don't, these traditional long-term care policies, I'm sure some of you have them out there, you know, premiums have increased dramatically. And if you don't use it, you lose it type scenario, right? So you've been paying on it for years. And if you don't end up using that coverage, it's gone, money gone. So it's really about an alternative, more efficient way to pay for it, leverage money out. So if you don't use it, your family will receive the benefit. If you're on, if you on Medicaid, we have
options.
Wait. Yeah,
you're saying if you, I want to make this point. You're saying if you don't use it, so like car insurance, homeowners insurance, I made those references. With that, what happens if you never get in an accident?
Yeah.
What happens if your house never burns down or gets blown away?
Yeah,
you're out the money.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and long-term care insurance works the same way.
It does. Yeah,
correct.
Exactly. Yeah, so. This is kind of one of those things that everybody's thinking about. Not a lot of people like to talk about it because it can be expensive to get a policy. And this is one of the only types of insurance to where if you don't use it, someone's going to benefit, right? Someone's going to benefit from this policy. You know, and insurance companies, in my opinion, shouldn't you get that money back if you pay in your car insurance for years and nothing happens? Shouldn't you get something back? I would think.
So with the long-term care policies, you're saying you do get, so let's say I have a policy, but I never get sick.
Right.
I die in my sleep.
Yeah.
My children get...
Your children would get an enhanced amount of a death benefit tax-free. So, yeah. So
this is a different strategy than the typical long-term care policy plans that I've written in the past where...
Correct.
No, you don't.
Totally different. It's totally different. And it gives you the ability to leverage money out to where you have the peace of mind that you have a big bucket of money. If you need someone to come to the home, if you need to go to a nursing home or assisted living, you have this. And more importantly, it's really peace of mind, right? So if I don't use this, I know my family's going to benefit. And if I need it, I have the peace of mind that it's not going to drain my assets. Because I have seen that happen, of course. You and I, many both have. It's not going to drain my assets, and it's going to give me the ability to just kind of transfer into this position relatively stress-free, right? Because there is a plan. And that's what the office does. We manage our clients as far as keeping a plan in place. We talk about it once a year because things change, right? You may move or the cost change. We talk about the cost. So it's not only about having the money, but it's more importantly about having a plan, right?
Right, and the service.
And the service,
So just me personally, in my career recently, not even that long ago, have managed what I call it like transitioning from, so I've met people, one couple comes to mind who actually met through the radio, this radio show particularly, and I was speaking to the husband and he says, you know, my wife and I are elderly, we need help with our investments. He had a lot of investments from his retirement that really had not been being managed because they're getting older and just don't have the energy or the fortitude to do it anymore. So he called, and when I got out, went out to meet them in their home, because I don't like having, if I know they're older, I don't like them to drive. So I drive to them and I'm sitting with him. And when I get there, he and his wife, the sweetest couple, like so sweet. She was in a walker and I could tell she wasn't getting around very well. Mm. And then you see the dynamic in their relationship. I mean, this is a couple that's been married for decades and decades.
Yeah.
But she wants to get up and get me a drink, offer me some tea, and he's trying to keep her to sit down. And it's like them managing their relationship while managing their decline.
Challenges.
Not because they're what we consider unhealthy. It's just that they're aging.
Right.
And these things are not. So you could see the frustration coming between the two of them and causing, you know, like
tension.
They're just not happy.
Yeah.
They just weren't happy like they deserve to be. And in his mind, he felt like, hey, this house isn't ready to get to be put on the market. He had this huge burden of, okay, we're here. We want to be in this assisted living. They had friends that had moved into an assisted living and they wanted to go there.
Right.
But in his mind, he had, there's just, it was like impossible to imagine how he could get there because the house wasn't ready to go on the market, needed some repairs. And then what are they going to take with them? How are they going to move? How's he going to pack up all this stuff? You know, he's taking care of her, which is becoming, he's getting less and less good at it, right? Like,
yeah.
That's not an 85-year-old man is not a nurse, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that's really what she needed. So it's like looking out for all of these things were just becoming so overwhelming. So when I got there, I realized, hey, we're not talking about a little long-term care insurance policy. We're talking about a significant life change here.
Right.
That really is, we have a way bigger problem than the investments that I came to look at. So I told them, here's an option. We can go look at, I will personally take you. And I did. I personally drove them over, set up the appointment, went over, looked at our options. I now have their full, you know, financial picture.
Yeah.
And sat with the representative
right.
at the assisted living. The place was gorgeous.
Yeah.
It was so,
oh, yeah.
So nice
yeah.
and fun. And they gave us a tour. We picked out an apartment. It was beautiful. It was real. I'm like, I would live here.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. Moving to assisted living. Like, I'm going to be the first one to show
up. Some of them are amazing. Yeah.
They used to have a bad stigma. It's like a nursing home. But the truth is, it's not.
No, it's not
it's like
that
going on a vacation. So
yeah.
They gave us the financial plan. We chose a package. I worked with a realtor. Sold the house as is. This is it. There was nothing to be. There were... It came as it was, and
yeah.
we priced it accordingly, but they got a great deal on the property,
yeah.
and she found a buyer right away, and then and that buyer knew, like, hey, they're going to take their personal items, but the house is coming with furniture. It's coming with some stuff.
Right.
And I made an appointment at City Furniture. We did a tour. They picked out all new furniture for their apartment,
yeah.
which they could afford. And worked it onto the plan.
Yeah.
And then it was like 45 days, and they were living at the new place from
yeah.
when I met them.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that's amazing. I'm going to tell you a story. I had a client, and she was a beautiful woman. She was 85 years old, and we spoke regularly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I did kind of the same thing that you did. We looked for one of these life centers where they have everything, assisted living, independent, and then nursing.
Yeah.
So it's a center that offers all these levels
age and place.
All these levels of care, right? But, and so we got her into one in Boca, and now I can't get her on the phone. You know, she's constantly doing activities.
Right.
Constantly with her friends.
Know.
And I, you know, now I'm trying to call her to talk to her. She won't even talk to me because she's too busy.
And that's how it became with them. So now he's like, yeah. It's a life change. He feels comfortable leaving her.
Yeah.
If he wants to go have lunch with his son.
Right.
He feels comfortable. He doesn't have the burden of taking care of her. Anything that he needs or that she needs a shower, push the button.
Yeah.
The girls are there taking care of them,
yeah.
making dinner. They've got activities.
Yeah.
They have a life again.
So, I'm going to give you a plug here. That's the major difference between traditional advisory firms and the office of Mindy Molina, because it transcends traditional advisory firms because it's so well-rounded where you have the ability to offer these plans where most advisory firms don't even know about these things, right?
Most advisors would have looked at the investments. Well, first of all, they wouldn't even have drove out there.
Oh,
and then,
oh my God,
if
never.
They did, they would have looked at the investments and said, yeah, give me this, and left.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so, not what we do
that's
here.
That's not what we do. Yeah, so it's really, that's how we kind of make a difference between the most people, or most firms. So that being said, it's, you know, it's the peace of mind, it's the life change, but, you know, and then the next thing is the cost, you know,
mm-hmm.
So these, in any type of plan that you have with your finances, this should be talked about.
Oh, yeah.
This should be put in because it is a reality, and if you're over 65, there's a 65 to 70% chance that you'll need it, and if you're married, there's, obviously that number goes up.
So let's talk about the realities, and we're getting ready to have a meeting like this next week.
Yeah.
With, so is that you have, let's say the husband is managing all the finances,
mm-hmm.
managing the investments, working with the financial advisor, doing it himself. In the case of next week, he's doing it himself, right?
Right.
He manages all of this.
Yes.
But he is starting to feel, or his family is starting to see, like, signs of dementia. Or it's like there are certain things that he's not able to be on it like he used to be.
Right.
And he's getting concerned as he's getting older. If something happens to me and I don't wake up tomorrow, who is going to take care? Who is going to oversee these investments that I personally am managing?
Right.
And so he's concerned now for his wife. Because God forbid if he gets sick. Or God forbid he passes.
Mm-hmm.
How is she going to assume this role? And she can't. And his children can't.
Yeah.
And so they're coming in literally to create a plan to say, I need to get all my affairs in order so that I don't have to worry anymore. What happens if I get sick? Or what happens if I pass away? Who's going to oversee this stuff?
Right.
And we're working through that. It's not just about the investing. He's very involved in the investing side of it because he's super knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And we're going to work together to create that investment, those perfect investment strategies. But we're also going to talk about how is she going to continue paying, living her lifestyle accordingly. Where's the money going to come from? Because he's going to lose, she's going to lose his Social Security, lose his pension.
Right.
How are we going to replace that with our investment strategy?
Right.
Also, if or when there becomes a time where they need to transition into needing care, whether it's there in their home, which is very likely, or if they want to move into assisted living, or God forbid they need like in-depth care, like really big care, like in a nursing home.
Yeah.
How are we going to pay for that?
Yeah.
This overall planning side of it is more than just investments.
Yeah, and it's really about being proactive instead of being reactive, right?
So yes.
It's about being proactive. So if something happens, we react and there's no plan, then we react and there's panic, right?
Yeah, and when you're in a position like that, there's a lot of emotions run high and priorities shift. Suddenly, nobody cares what's going on in the stock market because dad is sick. Like, we're focused on this right now. We're focused on finding help. We're focused on interviewing aides or picking out a place. And the eye is no longer on the ball. And God forbid that happens at a time when the market is coming down or we're having a black swan event.
It's definitely possible.
That's why you need a team.
Yeah, yeah, and a plan. Yeah, so it's really, you know, just to get back to the book, we talk about ways to fund it if you're uninsurable, right? Mm-hmm. We talk about ways if you have a very large IRA, excuse me, because we have clients that obviously plan really well, sometimes too well. They have huge IRAs, and so we have ways to leverage for long-term care, tax-efficient ways to leverage long-term care using your IRA. If you're uninsurable, Medicaid, also if you have an existing policy, right? So if you have an existing policy and it's obsolete, right? Your children are older, they're doing well, and it's not so much about protection anymore. So to give you an example, I had a client, he was 63. He had about a $300,000 cash value in his life insurance, right?
Yeah.
And there was about a $700,000 death benefit, okay? So he's been paying on it for years. And he had no plan for long-term care. So what we did is we worked out a strategy to where he transferred that $300,000, still has the death, actually the death benefit increased. However, the medical part of it, the long-term care, nursing home, and assisted living, it immediately leveraged out for a huge bucket of money, and then it also guarantees to increase to hedge towards inflation. So by the time he was 85, he had a $1.2 million bucket of money, tax-free, that he could use for any type of medical emergency when you're dealing with long-term care, nursing home, and assisted living.
Wow, right? That's sufficient.
It's huge. So if you have an existing policy and it's obsolete, you have cash in there, there's definitely options for you. And then, you know, uninsurable, Medicaid, as far as your financial situation, we have options for you there. IRA as well. So if you have a big IRA, there's options for you there as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's
one of the new strategies, I'm assuming you're leaning toward or discussing the life insurance side of it,
right?
Where it's like dually
correct,
useful.
Yes.
Explain how that works.
Yeah. So it's like a traditional life insurance policy to where it's whole life. You'll never, you know, it's guaranteed till you're 120.
Okay.
Right. But it also, at the same time, so let's say you have $1 million death benefit or whatever the amount is. While you're alive, you have access to that death benefit. So let's say you only use $300,000 of it, and you have $1 million death benefit. Your family still gets $700,000 tax free if you do pass.
Yeah.
So what is it doing? It's A, providing peace of mind. B, it's preserving your estate, so mm-hmm. you don't have to drain your money in case you have this event. And it's still, and you're still leaving a legacy for your family. So
yeah,
it checks all the boxes. And I want to add one more thing. With that policy, he did not have to pay any premiums, right? No premiums, because it was a lump sum transfer. It was a 1035 from one company to another. It's phenomenal growth. It was indexed, so there's no risk as far as the cash. It can only go up. It can't go down.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no premiums that have to be paid.
And no tax consequence because it's a 1035.
Correct. And no premiums, right?
And no premiums.
No premiums.
You just took one old policy and that's outdated. And what I mean by outdated is new products evolve. When this particular life insurance strategy first came on the market, I've always loved it.
Yeah.
I really, really have. Because
it's a game changer.
It's a game changer. It makes so much sense. Why not have a policy that, because we call it death benefit, right? So when you, what is the death benefit of your life insurance policy? Well, that's how much the insurance is going to pay out once you die.
Right.
Hence the word death. Well, these are called living benefits.
Correct.
Living benefits. These are benefits that your life insurance policy provides for you while you're alive, while you're living.
Yeah.
And now you have both.
Yeah.
And that is just, it's the way to go.
It is. And
in the right circumstances, obviously.
But. Right. Everyone's different, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone has a different circumstance. And that's really the object of just a phone call and a conversation to figure out where you are. And it's not a one size fits all, obviously.
So speaking of which, if you would like to create a plan or talk to one of us about, you know, what is going to be best for you, what's going to happen to you, or what's going to happen to your wife or your husband or your children, how not to be a burden in one of these, you know, if that happens to you and you do need long-term care, then you can call us. You can call our office at 561-729-2778. And if you would like a copy of the book, if you could text or call, obviously you can call, but if you would rather just text, you can text 561-729-2778. Text your name and your email address and the word book, and we will send you a digital copy of that book for free. Absolutely no cost at all. You will get a copy of the book written by Tony, who's on the air with us today, called What's the Plan If You Get Sick? It's full of strategies and knowledge. And just, again, 561-729-2778. Text your name, your email address, and the word book, and we will get that book out to you this evening. Should come right away.
Yeah.
So carrying on, the other thing is we want to get you the book, but, again, you can call and we'll schedule either a Zoom or you can come into the office. We can do it over the phone, but we definitely want to make sure that everyone has a good strategy in place. And you have all of these things, just to the point of you're saying about like this old policy. For the most part, when people come in and we, or over Zoom, when we follow our process of what we do, our financial planning covers all the bases, okay? All of the threats that you have against you in retirement, which include long-term care, health. You know, if 2 out of 3 people are going to need it, if you knew that you and your neighbor to the left and your neighbor to the right, that's 3 homes, if you knew that at least 2 of them are going to burn down, would you have homeowner's insurance?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And so this is the bigger than car insurance. The likelihood of you actually needing to make a claim in your lifetime is 2 out of 3. It is the highest percentage of probability that there is in the insurance world. So it is very serious.
Yeah, it's very serious. And that's one thing as far as the cost. It's increasing in Florida anywhere from 3 to 6% annually.
So that's what I was saying, the cost. So when we say come in, the good news is this. The majority of the time, we can take what you have, and without you paying one more dollar, no extra cost involved at all, we can take what you already have. It's like that junk drawer in your kitchen or at your house mm-hmm. that has all of this stuff in it, but it's just not organized. We can organize it. We can organize and create a strategy with what you already have, whether, like he said, it's your IRA, old insurance policies, current investments, and we can use that to restructure, reorganize so that you do have a plan, so that you do have a plan in place for you, for your spouse, for your children, so that everybody stays independent and nobody becomes a burden. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. I was a caregiver. Have you ever been a caregiver?
Sure. Yeah. For my father, for at the end of his life, his last 2 years of his life.
This is where your passion comes though.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, he didn't have a lot of money, but he was a veteran, right? And
okay.
Veterans really take care of their. I have fullest respect for the VA. You know,
let's hear about it. Tell us the story.
Well, you know, my father, he had high blood pressure, heart attack, cancer of the lungs. He inhaled asbestos.
Hmm.
He was on oxygen. So strong Italian guy, fought till the very end, and but the VA really took care of him. And as far as having someone come to the home to manage, at the end he probably had about 20-25 different medications. Right?
Is it called aid in attendance?
Diabetes. As far as the care from the VA, that's a good question.
I know it depends with the VA. It depends on. You know, what you qualify for depends on how your service
yeah.
was. But there are a lot of benefits that they have. And it also depends on where you live.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm assuming you were in Palm Beach County.
Yeah.
I feel like in Palm Beach County, they have a lot more opportunity
yeah.
for help, where like maybe St. Lucie County, they don't.
Right.
But again, we can help you with that and navigate that because it's hard to get set up, but obviously with your knowledge in the industry, you probably were very, very resourceful. And
yeah.
if you weren't, you learned.
Yeah, you always learn from that, and you really realize, you know, when we talk to clients, it's, you know, a lot of people, everyone's thinking about it. You know, mm-hmm. what am I going to do? You know, how am I going to pay for it? Everyone's thinking about it. But where it really hits home is someone that has actually experienced it with a parent or a
yeah.
loved one, right? Those are the people that know that, okay, this is very serious, and it's not only very serious, but it's very real.
Yeah.
It's a very real thing that I'm going to have to deal with or not, but they've experienced it, so they have that little more respect for that situation, so to speak. But when you're dealing with the policies, it, you know, it's important to have someone knowledgeable,
yes.
you know, because there's a couple different ways. You know, the main reason why people get denied claims is documentation. You're not organized as far as the documentation that you need.
We were on a phone call like that today.
Yeah, we did. Like,
sometimes it just takes people like Tony and I who are willing to stay on hold
yeah.
and keep pressing on until we get what we are looking for.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and it takes a lot of due diligence. And
it's a lot.
It
yeah.
is.
It's a lot. And you know, you have to know the difference between an indemnity and reimbursement when you file a claim. Those are important things, right?
Yeah.
How do you file? When do you file? And, you know, so that's one.
How do you get approved? Look how many people file for a claim and get denied.
Right.
Even after they've spent thousands and thousands and thousands on a policy.
Mm, yeah. It's, yeah. So that's a big part of it. And it's really about, that's one of the things that we do, you know, at the office, at Mini Melina's office, we basically review your documents at least once a year, right? We just kind of do a quick a bird's eye view of what you have, why you have it, how it works. Because let's face it, you know, things kind of, you forget,
mm-hmm.
right? You forget. So we got to keep you fresh. And that's really one of the things that we pride ourselves on is the service, right? So,
yeah. And taking care of. So I've had two situations where the children, because the kids are working, right? They're approaching retirement, but they're not retired. They're still working. It's the sandwich generation. They still have kids in high school, kids in college, but then mom and dad are aging. And or maybe they have one of their parents is a widow. And they are not only trying to create their own retirement plan, but they also have this weight on them of what's going to happen if mom and dad need help or
yeah.
or run out of money or have to go into assisted living or need a nurse in the house or need full-time care. How do we transition that? Which child is responsible for it, you
yeah.
know? So it can cause a lot of grief within the family of the children, especially, right? Sure. Well, my sister's not showing up. I'm doing all the work. My wife has to go over there every week. I mean, these are real scenarios and that are so common. I mean, it is just common. So if it's going on in your family, just know you're not the only one. Yeah. But it comes down to planning and having a team that understands the dynamics, understands the cost, all of these things, and understands the resources that you have. Sometimes it's about getting everything, getting all your ducks in a row. And let's face it, if you have investments with your financial advising team, they're making plenty of money off of you, right? They're all making money off of you, but then they're not helping you when you and your family go through these situations.
Yeah.
They're not a resource. They do one thing, right? Do trades, but they don't offer full financial planning and really be an advisor.
Comprehensive
advisor that goes above and beyond and actually helps you work through these. Because in my opinion, it's a financial crisis.
Yeah.
It can become a financial crisis, and it's one of the number one reasons that there are so many impoverished elderly women in our country.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen clients. I had a client, this was probably about 10 years ago, but she had about $500,000 in the bank. And it first started with someone coming to the home, then it kind of transferred to the nursing home. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it drained her account. She had to get moved to a Medicaid facility, which they're not horrible, you know, but you want to be comfortable, of course. You want a private room for the most part, or semi-private. But that's, you know, that it can happen. And just to kind of veer off that, the major difference when it comes to planning for these things, the major difference between filing a claim and receiving the money. So you have indemnity, right? Which means all you have to do is get a note from your doctor, prove that you can't perform the 2 out of 6 daily activities of living, which is bathing, dressing, toileting, transferring, eating, and continence. And if you can't perform those, you get a note from your doctor and they just send you a check, right? So based upon the agreements of your contract, they just send you a check, and the check is tax free. But more importantly, if you want a loved one to take care of you, you can use with indemnity policy. You can pay a loved one, right, in lieu of reimbursement, where it has to be a medical facility, has to be a professional. You pay out of pocket, right?
Right,
and then you get reimbursed. So it's very important that little things like this that can make a huge difference in your contract, that you have someone that knows what they're talking about, and, you know, make sure you get into the right situation. Because if you get into it and you need it and you don't know what's going on with your policy and it's not what you thought it was, it can be a big mess.
So reviewing the policy, or if you want us to take a look at your policy, call 561-729-2778. And Tony and I would be happy to review your policy with you and see exactly and give you a second opinion and say, hey, yeah, this is something that's great, or this is you got the wrong kinds.
Yeah, there's better.
Or there's better. Yeah. Or we have another way that you could pay for this that isn't costing you so much. You just never know. Or you may have that big stamp of approval. A lot of the older policies, I mean, I remember when you could get unlimited and then unlimited coverage, so there was no stop to it.
Lifetime, and then
the inflation rate on them were insane.
Yeah.
A lot of those have probably started to diminish by now.
100%. Some people do have them still, and it's like a diamond in the rough. You know, we see them it's like a unicorn. We see them every once in a while. It's really cool to see.
And a lot of policies they've received, like I think it was Genworth bought all their policies back.
Yeah, Genworth, John Hancock too. But if you have a story. Sorry?
All right, go ahead.
If you have a story that, you know, you want to tell or talk about or get our opinion about, you know, obviously you can, you know, text that number if you want to set up a call or call into the station.
The station, you can call right now to the studio at 772-221-1100. Again, 772-221-1100. And you're listening to the Mindy Molina Show. You can find me at mindymolina.com. You can call 561-729-2778, schedule an appointment, and meet with Tony and I and discuss your plan if you ever get sick or need long-term care. So Tony is the author of What's the Plan If You Get Sick? If you'd like a copy of that book, it is free. We're going to provide a digital copy for free this evening. So for anyone interested in getting a free copy of this book, What's the Plan If You Get Sick, text 561-729-2778. Include your name and email address and the word book. Or just text hi and I'll respond to you and try to get everything that you need or give you a call to make sure that you can get a copy of this book. So so that you can learn more about what we're talking about today, because it is a very, very, I think it is a really big deal for people who are about to retire, whose parents are living, and a lot of my friends are going through it with their parents, assisted livings, going through the nursing homes, keeping mom and dad out of trouble, you know?
Yeah.
I love the stories that my clients share with me about their parents, because their parents will be at assisted living. Like, I have a story. This guy was at the assisted living, and he just went for a stroll and left and went up and had a cocktail at the bar about a mile up the street. And so he ended up getting kicked out, you know? Like, they're still...
Why not?
They're still having a good time in there. But the biggest thing, too, is also safety, right? So if you have... Mom is taking care of dad who has Alzheimer's. My neighbor went through this. She was taking care of her husband, and she wanted to keep him home as long as possible, and I get it. But there just became a point where he became abusive, and he was accusing her of crazy stuff and just lack of trust with her from anything, stealing his money or cheating on her. And she was just going through it. I mean, it really wore her down. Yeah. I watched her age over a couple years.
Yeah.
But she's just holding on to this responsibility of, I got to keep him at home.
Yeah.
And when they finally shifted and they finally went into assisted living, you could just see her life come back.
Yeah.
Because she was there too, and he was getting taken care of, but it allowed her to just be his wife.
Yeah.
You know, and to get a break.
Yeah. So yeah, there is a such thing as burnout, right? You know, if you're listening and you're taking care of a loved one, don't burn yourself out. Take a break. You know, if you need to, you know, take a couple hours out of the day, go to the beach, or if you have the ability to do that, just make sure that you take care of yourself mentally and emotionally.
And getting a what we call adult daycare centers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if you're worried you can't afford it or you don't know how it works, again, we'll help you. We're here to help you. We'll get you in touch with any resources that we possibly can to help you get the plan and a strategy in place. And unfortunately, a lot of that is financial. It's like, how do we do this and not run out of money?
Yes.
Ultimately, you want to get the absolute best that you can possibly provide for you and your loved one and not run out of money. And that's where we come in, and we're experts in that planning.
Yeah, and the book also has resources. You know, if you are a veteran or there's a lot of organizations out there that will and they're free. They take the reins and they'll do shopping for you. They'll assess exactly what type of care you need. There's a place called A Place for Mom, which is a great organization, and they just do everything for you. As far as finding a facility, what level of care do you need? That's huge. You know, where are you with your care? What level do you need? You know, for the most part, people just want to stay home, right?
Yeah.
If they get sick, they want to stay home. You know, you don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to go to the hospital or anything else like that, or any type of center. You want to stay home. So, you know, these policies, they do cover, obviously, someone come to the home, but it also covers if you want to make enhancements to your house, right? If you're in a wheelchair.
Yes, ramps.
You got to put a ramp up.
Shower rails.
Yep.
All the safety devices.
It's important.
And the beeper things.
Yeah, it covers it. It also covers, like you said, adult daycare. It covers that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these are all different options that a lot of people don't know are out there that could really relieve a lot of stress.
We really have like a 100-piece puzzle that we can put these pieces in the right order for you that is going to just give you a plan. Don't, if you're already in that position, absolutely reach out. But if you're not in that position, for sure reach out, because the earlier that you get you get organized, and the more time we have to prepare that, you know, don't wait until you're older to plan for long-term care.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that you position everything the right way now, and then you don't have to worry about it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It's It's just going to be taken care of. Well, and
at the end of the day, you're right. At the end of the day, this is insurance. So the younger you are and the healthier you are, the more leverage that you'll get. So, I mean, it is what it is. But then there's also options if you're not insurable. So
exactly.
It's all in the book. You know, it gives all the different options, different stories, different resources, statistics, obviously.
So, again, if you're interested in getting a copy of the book, we're offering the book for free on the show. It's called What's the Plan If You Get Sick? And you text 561-729-2778. Again, 561-729-2778. Text your name and your email address. We're going to email the digital copy to you and the word book. And we'll get that sent out to you. So what inspired you to write this book?
Well, my father, the situation with my father was definitely one of them. And I really think that there's a huge kind of void in as far as in the industry. I did a little research, and there's not a lot of literature as far as books and educational stuff that talks about it. And it's such an important piece of your retirement puzzle, you know. So I really thought that there was a space to where, you know, a space to fill as far as education, right?
Right.
You know, different, like I said, different resources and different, because let's face it, the traditional way to pay for this is dead. You know, it's, you know, the traditional policies, if you don't use it, you lose it. It's increasing premiums, companies dropping you after you've paid for 20 years, 30 years. Or so another kind of a horrible story with insurance companies is that one of the strategies, because they didn't, you know, people were living longer, they were staying on claim longer, it got very expensive. That's why, you know, from 500 insurance companies went down to less than 100, you know, as far as companies offering this, only larger companies. And what they did was they were increasing premiums, and some people may be experiencing that now, I'm sorry if you are, but increasing the premium so much, you had to cancel.
Yeah.
So there's no law to prevent them from increasing their premiums, and they were just trying to squeeze people out.
And they got a lot of pressure from the bond market. When interest rates came way down, it really hurt a lot of these policies. So they had a couple or a lot of these insurance companies who were prepared to – who were not prepared. They did not expect for people to live as long and for these claims to pay out as much as they did.
Right.
Yeah, and so –
yeah, short-sighted insurance companies, they really paid the price. And unfortunately, they kind of passed it and tried to kind of pass the ball onto their clients where they should have been looking out for them. But financially, they were stuck. So they either dropped policies or increasing. Now, that being said, with these premiums, they're guaranteed never to increase if you are paying on a monthly, or you can just do a lump sum. But it's guaranteed, A, to never go away.
Yes.
And B, never to increase. Guaranteed. So and these policies, insurance companies, we only deal with, you know, A-rated companies, right? So in Florida, we have a state guarantee fund to where these insurance companies are insured. If they do go out of business, they go into receivership or whatever, which they won't, I shouldn't say they won't, but it's unlikely.
Yeah.
But your money is insured, right? Just like FDIC, you know, your money's insured up to $250,000 with insurance products, mm-hmm. So depending on what the size of your policy. But, you know, like I said, we only deal with strong, financially backed companies, so we know that they're going to be around in 50 years and you don't have to worry about it. Or we don't have to worry about it, because ultimately what happens to our clients affects us as well. So, yeah.
So it's for me, long-term care, this has been a passion of mine.
Yeah.
Really, I feel like it's like service work. You know, sometimes God puts you through these experiences so that you can help other people when they are in their time of need.
Yep.
And so for me, this was during the financial crisis. It was April before of 2008 that my grandmother passed, but I was her caregiver. And she was a great planner. She really did. For a woman that didn't have a lot, she was a dairy farmer and then became a widow in her 50s and lived to be 87 and managed to finish being the matriarch of her five children. She was a really amazing, strong woman.
Yes.
And right up until the end. But that last 6 months, so fortunately for her, it was fairly quick, but she needed full-time care. You know, we had, and it was a transition. At first it was family. She did not have long-term care insurance. And, but so we had to be, we were the long-term care hands.
Yes.
And I organized a schedule with our cousins and family. And it was really kind of an opportunity for us to each be in the house with her to not only take care of her, but to get alone time with her as well. Yeah. And that really worked out. But we all learned firsthand what it actually means to be a caregiver. And it, and the downside of it is you had this really independent, strong woman mm-hmm. who was it just, I know it hurt her dignity.
Vulnerable.
She was yeah. so vulnerable. Yeah. And there's just certain boundaries that your family doesn't want to cross with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
Like, she didn't want her sons taking her to the bathroom. Right. Like, these were just things that that in the right, and it could have been a better scenario, like to have a nurse. It wasn't until she qualified for hospice that she got the full
care
because she was on hospice, which is different. But it was so the thing. So then it made me realize the emotional side effects of taking care of your own family.
Yeah.
Is there are things about it that take away from those moments of just being able to be a daughter, just being able to be a son or a granddaughter, you know, and for them to just be grandma or to just be mom and for not having to cross those boundaries and letting someone live out their life with dignity.
Yeah.
Because it robbed her of some of that, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, there's no question about it. And you know, a lot of misconceptions about long-term care, and, you know, some of my clients, they'll just give me a bullet and I'll go behind the shed and that's it. That's my plan.
Throw me over the boat,
That's my plan. But you know, when it comes down to it, obviously that tone changes. But at the same time, a lot of people think, as far as Medicare, some people say, "Oh, I'll just let Medicare pay for it." But Medicare won't pay for it.
No,
right? They pay Plan A. If you do get sick and you go to a hospital, and then you get released from the hospital, Medicare will pay for up to 100 days.
Yeah,
right, for that particular ailment, 100 days, and that's it.
Yes.
So it's very limited. You know, a lot of people, I got Medicare, and people don't understand Medicare will not pay, you know, and it's under certain circumstances. And, of course, if you have a Advantage plan, you know, there's certain circumstances where you can get potentially a better benefit, but it's very limited.
And I think that's and people think they just get on Medicare, Medicaid, and they can count on that, and you cannot. There's so many people that are saying, well, why can't I get Medicaid for my mom? Well, Medicaid is for it's a poverty level that you have to reach, which means you have to spend your assets. There's the do you have any thoughts on like Medicaid planning and going into that?
Well, yeah, I mean, Medicaid, an interesting fact about Medicaid is that when you're trying to qualify for Medicaid, they don't take in consideration qualified accounts, right? When you're trying to qualify. Yeah. So you can have an IRA, a significant IRA, and they won't use it to qualify.
Okay.
However, you have to have a certain amount of income. If you have a certain over the threshold as far as the amount of income, you wouldn't qualify. Now, if you think you're in that situation as far as your assets, very big IRAs, not much else, low income, it's the time and to get an elderly care attorney. It's very, very important.
Yeah.
Because they can start putting plans in motion as far as, okay, this is what we need to do now for you to qualify in 5 years.
Right? Yes.
So let's do this. And there's ways to do it. But that's, you know, few and far in between as far as the circumstances. Most of the people that, you know, that we deal with obviously are a little bit up there as far as net worth. But we don't have egos here.
Right.
We help everybody. Right.
Yes.
We don't have an ego. So if that is indeed your situation, we'd be more than happy to point you in the right direction as far as starting the wheel turning. It's not something that you can do quickly.
Yes.
Right. So that's a plan. That's a long term plan as far as starting.
Oh, do I hit the button here? We have a call coming in. Hi, this is Mindy.
Hi, Mindy. This is Anne-Marie Calderon.
Hi, Anne-Marie.
I wanted to just share a happening of what you were talking about, parents that are getting in their upper years.
Yes, share. Do tell.
I had to go up to Massachusetts. I live here in Fort Pierce. Sorry, I had it on speaker.
That's okay.
I live in Fort Pierce, and my dad is 92, actually, yesterday. My dad turned 92.
Happy birthday, and, Dad. That 92, that's a great...
My dad had a unexpected case of shingles that prompted him to have to go to the hospital. Mm. And our mom has like a cognitive thing going on that they believe may be the onset of Alzheimer's.
Okay.
So my siblings, my sister and myself, have been the primary health surrogates for my family.
Good.
Particularly my parents. And I was interested in wanting to ask a question. I've been trying to get my parents down here to Florida, and I'm trying to get them into a 55-plus community. But there's some questions on my dad's. He has Social Security and everything, and I'm trying to use his income because I'm trying to get them to come down here during the cold winter months as they are right now. But because my dad's at a rehab, we've also been having to put effort together to get help to take care of my mom, which I had gone up there to take care of her. But I understand, like, my dad's a veteran, and I think we're just kind of looking to get some guidance as to how can we make this transition.
So is your dad the primary caregiver of your mom?
My dad had been giving care with my mom before, and when the thing happened with the shingles, it was just too much for him. And I think maybe that might have even prompted some of the stress that
yes.
may have brought that on.
You better
I don't
believe
know
it
for sure. But
yeah, no, you're probably very right.
It really was tough.
Okay, well, I think the best thing. Well, a lot of your options are going to be based off of. It's kind of like when you go to the doctor. It's hard for us to say, here's exactly what to do right now, but
uh-huh.
here's the process. So if we could schedule a time with you outside of the show, gather as
sure.
much information about your mom and dad that we possibly can, and then it's like diagnostic. You know, when you go to the doctor, they check your blood pressure, they draw blood, they do all the lab work, they gather up all the information. We can create a plan for you and steer you in the right direction based off of what your overall situation is. And as far as getting them to
be really helpful,
come to Florida.
I think like my brother is in Auburn, Maine. He's trying to manage all the financial because my parents just sold their house and they moved to an elderly housing apartment. And I've been trying for the longest time to get my parents into Florida because of trying to get them out of the cold weather.
Yeah, we have a lot of that. We have
yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking of three families right now who have just moved their parents to Florida, and it's no
really?
Easy feat.
Okay.
Yes, it's no easy. It's a big task, but you know, once that is behind you, you can have more peace of mind. I want my
absolutely.
Parents around me. But my parents are in Indiana, so I face the same issue as they age. But
wow.
there are options, okay? So and it's great that he's a veteran because that opens up a door of other resources and opportunities for you too. So,
right.
I'm going to. Are you able to text to my phone?
I think I can. I think I still have your number. Yeah,
I'm
going
to give it to you now. If you can text me. And just put your name on there, and we'll reach out to you tomorrow, and we'll take this from there.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Thank you so much, and thank your special guest that spoke about long-term
Tony.
Care, because that's where my family's at right now.
Yeah.
It's my pleasure. I'm happy we could help.
Yeah, and you're not alone. Let me give you the number.
Thanks.
It's 561-729-2778.
Okay.
And I probably have you in here too. If I find you, I will I'll reach out as well. But definitely, and the same for anybody else that's listening that shares the same kind of circumstances. You're not alone, and we can help you, and the process is easy. We gather all the information that we need, and then we direct you and give you some options, right? Some strategies.
Yeah, because of the circumstance, the circumstances and the uniqueness of it, it's a very complex situation, but it just helps to be able to have the assistance and the guidance. Thank
the crazy
you.
Thing is, it's very, very common. You're not alone. So many people going through this, and you're not alone, and there is help. So just anything that we can do, we're going to do to help you out.
Okay,
so give me
good.
A text, and we'll get in touch tomorrow.
You want me to just text you, Mindy, on my phone number and my name?
If you can do that, that would be perfect.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and have a wonderful evening. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
We'll be praying for your mom and dad.
God bless you.
God bless you, sweetie. Bye. Yeah, it's so common. I'm sure there's so many of you listening right now that have the exact same circumstances or something very similar, because that sandwich generation, like I said, it's difficult. And when you're the caregiver, so if like in this situation, dad's taking care of mom, or she needs assistance, and then something happens to him, the whole...
Well, not only that, is what if mom's taking care of dad, and dad's 200 pounds and mom's 100 pounds, mm-hmm. right? How are you going to move dad, you know? So some of these situations are, you know, you need to have...
You need a strong back.
A strong back. Yes.
I mean, at 85 years old, I hope I'm not being a nurse, but it's true. And we do well. And that's again, maintaining that independence is so important. So if never being a burden and maintaining your independence is important to you, then start planning today. If you'd like to get this book, text 561-729-2778 and give us your email address. Thank you for listening. Really pray for you and your family, and remember that God loves you and there's nothing anyone can do about it. Thanks for listening. Join us next week. And remember, if you have any concerns about your financial picture, please reach out to us at 561-729-2778. There's a no obligation consultation. All you have to do is text or call 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us on our website at www.mindymolina.com. Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance has been protecting the retirement of families for 15 years. Information provided by Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance and or its affiliates are for informational purposes only and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast, research, or investment advice, and is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities or to adopt any investment strategy. Get your financial report at 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us at www.mindymolina.com.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, start too far. And all those lonely roads that I've traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it. Well, there was Jesus.